Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Justice, What is the Right Thing to Do? By Michael J. Sandel is an accessible, argument-driven introduction to moral and political philosophy built around real public controversies. Rather than presenting ethics as abstract theory, Sandel invites readers into debates about markets and money, individual rights, equality, military service, punishment, and the role of religion and identity in public life. The book is widely known for translating big philosophical traditions into everyday language while still taking their logic seriously. Across vivid cases and thought experiments, Sandel asks readers to examine how they reason about fairness, responsibility, and the common good. He introduces influential approaches such as utilitarianism, libertarianism, Kantian ethics, and Aristotelian ideas of virtue, then shows how each framework can illuminate and complicate policy choices. The result is a practical map of competing moral languages that shape civic disagreement, along with a challenge to move beyond slogans toward clearer, more accountable moral judgment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reasoning about justice through real-world dilemmas. A defining feature of the book is its method. Sandel begins with concrete controversies and uses them as entry points to moral theory. Instead of asking readers to memorize definitions, he asks them to judge cases involving price gouging, executive pay, military service, affirmative action, and punishment bring forward intuitive reactions that often conflict with one another. When readers notice that their views pull in different directions, the need for a coherent moral framework becomes evident. Sandel uses this tension to introduce philosophical tools, distinctions between outcomes and intentions, freedom and coercion, desert and entitlement, equality and opportunity, and the boundary between public law and private morality. The point is not to deliver a simple answer key. It is to train a disciplined form of reflection where people can explain why they think a policy is fair rather than relying on habit or partisan identity. This approach also highlights that disagreements about policy frequently rest on deeper moral differences about what counts as harm, what people owe one another, and what institutions should promote. By practicing analysis on recognizable disputes, readers develop skills that transfer to new issues as they arise in civic life. Secondly, utilitarianism and the appeal of maximizing welfare. The book explores utilitarianism as one of the most influential modern approaches to justice. In utilitarian thinking, the right action or policy is the one that produces the greatest overall happiness or welfare. Sandel shows why this is attractive in politics. It promises a clear decision rule and treats each person's well-being as part of a single calculation. He also illustrates the challenges that emerge when welfare is aggregated. Questions arise about whether all values can be measured on one scale, whether intensity of preferences should count, and how to treat rights when violating them could increase total benefit. The framework can appear to justify harsh outcomes for a minority if the majority gains enough, forcing readers to confront whether some claims should be protected regardless of social utility. Sandel further emphasizes practical problems, predicting consequences, comparing different kinds of goods, and dealing with distribution. A policy can raise total welfare while worsening inequality or undermining dignity, and utilitarianism may struggle to describe those concerns as decisive. By presenting utilitarian arguments alongside objections, the book helps readers see how often public reasoning implicitly relies on cost-benefit logic, and why many people feel that something important is missing when justice is reduced to maximizing outcomes. Thirdly, libertarian freedom, property, and the limits of markets. Sandel examines libertarian ideas that place individual freedom and property rights at the center of justice. On this view, a just society protects people from coercion and allows voluntary exchange. Redistribution beyond minimal functions can look like an infringement on self-ownership. The book uses debates about taxation, welfare, and personal choice to show the appeal of this perspective, especially its clarity about consent and its suspicion of paternalism. Yet Sandel also tests where consent is complicated by background conditions. When people accept risky or degrading work because they have few alternatives, is the agreement fully voluntary? When money can buy access, influence, or even exemptions from civic duties, do markets erode equality and shared citizenship? These questions lead to a broader critique. Some goods may be corrupted when treated as commodities. Paying for a service can change its meaning, replacing civic obligation or moral commitment with a price tag. Sandel pushes readers to consider not only whether exchanges are voluntary, but also what kinds of social relationships markets encourage. The result is a more nuanced view of freedom, one that recognizes the importance of rights while also asking whether unregulated market reasoning can crowd out civic values and reshape institutions in ways that harm the common good. Fourthly, duty and dignity in Kantian moral philosophy. The book introduces Kantian ethics as a rival to both utilitarianism and libertarianism. Instead of grounding justice in maximizing happiness or in preferences expressed through markets, Kant emphasizes autonomy, duty, and respect for persons. Sandel uses this framework to argue that some actions are wrong, even if they produce good consequences, because they treat people as mere means rather than as ends in themselves. This perspective highlights the moral importance of intention and principle. It also provides a strong language for human dignity, supporting the idea that certain rights should not be traded away even by consent. Readers are encouraged to examine cases where choice alone seems insufficient to justify an act, especially when the act undermines the moral status of the chooser or the community. Kantian reasoning also sharpens debates about deception, promises, and fairness. A rule is suspect if it cannot be universalized without contradiction, or if it relies on making exceptions for oneself. Sandel presents Kant not as an academic monument, but as a practical guide for testing moral claims that appear persuasive only because they hide self-interest. By focusing on dignity and principle, the Kantian approach helps readers articulate why some social arrangements feel unjust even when they are efficient or seemingly voluntary. Lastly, virtue, the common good, and the purpose of institutions, a major strand of the book, draws on Aristotelian and civic republican ideas that connect justice to virtue and the common good. Instead of asking only what individuals want, this approach asks what a society should honor and cultivate. Sandel explores how public decisions inevitably reflect judgments about the ends of social practices. For example, debates about education, civic participation, and recognition often turn on what excellence looks like and what role citizens should play. This view also challenges the idea that governments can remain neutral about conceptions of the good life. Even when policymakers claim neutrality, choices about law, markets, and rights tend to promote certain values and forms of character. Sandel suggests that a healthier public discourse would admit these moral commitments rather than hiding them behind procedural language alone. The virtue and common good lens also reframes controversies about equality and desert. What people deserve may depend on what society is trying to honor, and that depends on shared understandings of purpose. By bringing teleology and civic meaning back into conversations about justice, the book encourages readers to see politics as more than managing preferences. It becomes a forum for arguing about what kind of community people want to build and what obligations accompany membership in it. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to think more clearly about political arguments without needing a specialized background in philosophy. Students, professionals, and engaged citizens will benefit most, especially those who feel frustrated by debates that collapse into slogans about freedom, rights, or fairness. Sandel helps readers identify the moral assumptions hidden inside everyday claims and gives them a vocabulary for comparing rival frameworks. That skill can improve real decisions, from voting and policy discussions to workplace ethics and community conflicts, because it teaches you to ask what principle is doing the work and what trade-offs follow from it. The book is also valuable for its balanced structure. It presents powerful arguments for each theory and then pressures them with counterexamples, which models intellectual honesty and makes disagreement more productive. Compared with similar introductions, it stands out for connecting theory tightly to current controversies and for treating readers as participants in judgment rather than passive recipients of doctrine. It is worth buying because it functions both as a primer on major traditions and as a practical workbook for moral reasoning, offering a durable framework you can reuse whenever new disputes raise the same fundamental question of what justice requires. If you would like to support Michael J. Sandel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.